SOP number 42.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, and welcome back to episode number 42 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. On the show today, we're going to be talking with Rob Walch, who is the co-author of the book Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. He wrote that along with Mer Lafferty. Rob's a very nice guy. I actually tried to get him to talk some poker smack, and he just wouldn't do it. Hey, if you want to contact me, simply send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to call me, I'll pick up the fee. Toll free. It's 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Of course, you can always leave a comment out in the show archives. Those are at schoolofpodcasting.net. And of course, all of our tutorials and our hundreds of resources for podcasters can be found at schoolofpodcasting.com. So get out your scorecards, schoolofpodcasting.net, show archive, schoolofpodcasting.com, tutorials and resources. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way, we'll get to our interview with Rob in a second. A lot going on in the podcasting world this week. We've got the release of Todd Cochran's Blueberry. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. And here it is in a nutshell. If you were let's say you're a sports podcaster and you had 550 listeners, it still would be kind of hard to find an advertiser for that. But what if you had a network of 10 sports podcasters and they all had 500 listeners? That would be easy. You had 5,000 listeners. You could come into somebody and say, hey, why don't you advertise on my network? I've got 10 podcasters that could really promote your product. That would be easy. In a nutshell, that's what Blueberry is all about. It's a network that you can get involved with, and then you will actually read advertisements on your podcast, and obviously that would be monetizing your podcast if that's something you're looking for. It also has a bit of social networking, so it's kind of a podcaster meets MySpace kind of thing going on over there. That's organized by Todd Cochran and Raw Voice, his company for that. Same company that does PodcasterNews.com, so I can actually say, yes, I'm very aware of the monetizing your podcast bit, because I've been the recipient of a Podcaster News check, and those are nice, I will say. Now, the other thing that's going on, Adam Curry's Pod Show, the podcast delivery network, is now open for pre-registration for listeners. Now, this is going to be a cool tool for podcasters and listeners to interact with, as well as listeners to interact with other listeners, a la, you guessed it, MySpace. So that's going on as well. That's at signup.podshow.com. And again, Blueberry, BLOBRRY.com. But hey, we're here to talk about Rob Walch and his book. But before we get to that, just a little behind the scenes, because this interview had some technical difficulties thanks to Mother Nature. So that when I got home, I had no internet access. I was about 15 minutes late because I had to troubleshoot my router, because the power had gone on and off and on and off and on and off about 15 times. And so I normally, when I record a Skype call, I use my iRiver 899, because I like to do that off the computer. But I do use the computer as a backup. I use a software program called Hot Recorder, which works about 92% of the time in the event my iRiver would ever go kablooey. Well, I couldn't find the iRiver. I was really pushed for time, and I went, you know what? Hot Recorder will be fine. And it wasn't. In fact, it actually time-shifted Rob's track. He was on the left side, I'm on the right-hand side. And the reason I mention this, I use a software program in this instance called Podcast Station, which allows you to shift one channel or the other forwards or backwards. So it really helped the editing of this, because what would happen is Rob would start answering the question before I finished asking it, which sounded just a tad bit goofy. So that's how I fixed it for, obviously, we're talking to podcasters, so that's a little tip behind the scenes. And that's really the only software I've seen that has that feature. They call it a voice slip, and it allows you to shift the left side and the right side of a stereo file. It's one file independently, so it's a kind of a cool feature. But hey, let me shut up. Let me get you over to Rob Walsh. And yes, the reason I say that is because in the haste of getting, you know, everything set up and hot recorder going and trying to get levels, that's the other thing, is I didn't really get the level set before I started the podcast. So Rob's a little hot at the beginning, but I fixed that. You'll see as things go along. But I also refer to Rob as Rob Walsh, apparently Joe's long-lost brother. So I know his name, but in the haste, as they say, haste makes way. So let me shut up, and here's my interview with Rob Walsh on his new book, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. Alrighty, on the Skype phone, you know, there are some artists such as Cher, and I guess we could go Mariah, Liberace, and if you get in a group of podcasters and you say, well, Rob said, everybody knows by that one name that we were talking about, Podcast 411, and Rob Walsh. And Rob, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, Dave, thanks for having me on.
And Rob, along with Mer Lafferty, has put out a book, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, and I wanted to talk to him a little bit about it. How did the idea, whose idea was it to put out a book? Was it yours? Was it Mer's? Was it?
Well, the writing was 50-50, but the idea for the book, initially, I was approached by Q Publishing to write the foreword to the book, The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Podcasting. And while writing the foreword, I was contacted by the acquisition editor at Q, and we started talking, and I said, hey, I've got this idea for a book that no one else is doing, which is no one's approaching it from the art of podcasting. Everybody's looking at it from how do you make a podcast go up, but no one's actually looking at how do you actually make a podcast good from the content point of view. How do you promote that podcast once you do that? And if you want to, how do you monetize it? So that idea kind of was mine, but what went into the book really was hashed out 50-50 by me and Merck. So we got together and wrote the outline together.
Gotcha. Now, what was the hardest part of writing the book?
It was really trying to write the book in a manner that wasn't too technical. We really tried to make this something that my mom could read, your mom could read, anybody's could read this book, and it wasn't going to go over their head. We didn't want it to be a real technical book. What we wanted it to be was more of an artsy feel, a good read, an easy read. And at the same time, be relevant and actually have some content in there that you could take away and say, hey, I learned something from that chapter, and I learned something from that chapter. You know, if you're a podcaster and you're Adam Curry, is a book going to be good for you? No. But if you're a podcaster and you say, you know, I wish I had more listeners, then this is the book for you.
Absolutely. There's a lot of really cool tips in the book, especially that some of them made me giggle. I don't know how many, we don't want to give away the book, but there's a certain one regarding some double-sided tape and a CD that you just got to read about.
Drop lifting, yep. So. And, you know, we try to come up with, you know, we talked to a lot of different podcasters, hundreds for the book, and found different things that they were doing, from promotion to content to interview techniques to how to go out and find new listeners. You know, that was really the big issue at the end of the day, is how do you find new listeners? And, of course, if you don't have the content in place, finding new listeners is just a one-shot deal. So we really wanted to encapsulate it from all ends.
Now, was there any part of the book that, you know, you left, if this was a movie, you left on the cutting floor, or something that you wish you had left in maybe, or?
Oh, yeah, we had more podcasts in Chapter 3 where we highlight a lot of different podcasts from different genres and say, you know, here's some good examples. If you're in this genre, go look at these. If you're in this genre, go look at these. And we had more genres in there. We actually took 10 pages out of that chapter because of space issues. So we had, you know, like in the couple casts, we don't have Dawn and Drew listed in the couple casts in that section, but they're listed in the section before. We had them in both sections originally. So that would be the one thing.
Now, you mentioned, you know, letting your mom read this book. If you were to to bring your book. You know, you're around, I don't know, July 4th cookout, and your uncle walks over and says, "Ah, I hear you wrote a book," and you hand him the book. What chapter do you want him to read first?
The introduction. The very first chapter, which explains kind of what podcasting is, where it came from, a little bit of the history of podcasting. I think that's important for a lot of people to understand, especially if you're someone that's doing this for a company, to understand the whole community, where this came from, where it grew out of. The foreword's also very good. Senator Edwards wrote the foreword, so that those are the two things I'd say. Read the foreword, read the introduction.
For someone who's listened to every podcast 411, and you can find out more about Rob at Podcast 411. I'll have links to that and to the book out of the show notes. But for the person that says, well, I've heard every episode of Podcast 411, do you still think they need to buy the book?
There's a lot that's in this book that was never been on the show. There's a lot that we researched. I spent 3 months just on one chapter talking and interviewing people on the music chapter. And that includes talking to people at BMI, ASCAP, Sound Exchange, Harry Fox, talking to people at different record labels, including even having one of the record labels review the chapter with their lawyers. We found out a lot about what does it take to put music in your podcast and why you shouldn't put RIAA music in your podcast and what it's going to cost you if you're dead set on doing it. So, and then at the end of that, we give lots of places where you can go and get free music that you can, or PodSafe music that you can use on your podcast, not just PodShow, but many other places like Magnatune and ccmixter.org and places like that. And I probably have about 15 or 20 different ones that we mentioned in that chapter of where to go and find good music.
How long did it take to write the book from start to finish?
Here's the simple timeline is, we were told like the last week in October that yes, they want to go ahead and have us write the book. And at which point we were told, a week later that our first deadline's the end of November for the first grouping of chapters. And we had deadlines the end of November, the end of December, end of January, and end of February. And we finished up quote unquote writing new material the end of February, and then we spent all of March editing and going back and adding or changing or updating things. And then the first 2 weeks of April, as my son was being born, we were doing the final review edit. But we actually finished writing anything new and doing the main edits by, I think it was like March 30th or something. So it was before my son came, so I was very happy on the timing.
And any plans on any other books in the future?
At this point in time, no. We'll be doing some editings to this one as time goes on. We talk about pod fading in early parts in the book about how not to pod fade, and we have interviews with people that had pod faded. And then, we have some podcasts that are highlighted that, after the edit at the end of March, and by the time the book came out the end of May, we had one podcast that we highlighted that pod faded, which was Bib and Yaz. So, I was like, go figure. But that's the only thing right now that we know that was really like, oh my God, Bib, Yaz, I want to kill you.
Well, that's just the nature of any kind of internet-based book. You're going to have that from time to time. So,
well, we figure every podcast we have listed in there eventually will pod fade. And we just look at it this way. How many television shows do you watch now that you watched in 1980? Because they all go out. Yeah. Eventually, all podcasters will pod fade. The question is, how do you keep from doing it too quickly?
Now, how did you go about choosing your co-author, who was Murr Lafferty?
I had interviewed Murr for my show, and I had been listening ever since I interviewed her. I just got hooked on her show and had been emailing back and forth with her, and I had interviewed her again when I filled in for Adam Curry on Pod Show one time. I had where I went and interviewed like 12 people for a 4-hour skit that went up on Sirius. And we just started talking again, and it was right after that the opportunity came. And I knew she was a writer, and I really, really enjoyed her stories. And I just loved the way, she could make something humorous and funny. And I just thought, wow, if Q goes ahead and said yes, that was really the only person that I could really think of that would be my co-author. And it was, in hindsight, a great decision.
Last but not least, and this is probably I'm assuming you're going to the you're going to Gnome Dex. Thank you very much for taking the time. You got one foot out the door going to Gnome Dex, but I'm assuming you're going to the the convention in September in California?
I am at this point planning on being at the Portable Media Expo, barring any unforeseen circumstances. I already have my room reserved, and I'm ready to be there.
Because I know last year, Gary Leland from the podcast Pickle is claiming he is the poker champion.
He won the first night. I won the second night.
Okay, there we go. I was going to say, let's clear that up, because that's...
Yeah, and we're planning on having another poker outing again, so, and, you know, Gary's going to be there, myself, and I think Andy Doan from Spaceship Radio, we're talking about doing something for a podcast poker party, again, one of the nights. We're not sure which one yet.
Because that's the important. Who's going to be crowned king of the podcast poker champion?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, the first night you had in the room, you had Soccer Girl was there. You had Keith and the Girl. You had both Patrick and the other guy from Nobody Likes Onions. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But there were, you know, and Gary and myself, and then Steve Freis from the Strip podcast. So it was a nice group of podcasters. The next night we had the guys from the Raider cast playing poker with us. So it was a lot of fun.
There you go. And are any predictions? Are you gonna call your shot?
No, never. Yeah, never point to the fence when you're playing poker. It just sets you up to get knocked out. I got lucky, but so did Gary, for that matter.
Well, the book again is Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. You can check out the book. Obviously, there'll be links that I've been to. If you go to Podcast 411, there's a link right there, and you can listen to Rob's podcast where he interviews other podcasters, which for me to say that to this group, at least, it's kind of like, well, duh, who doesn't know about that? But definitely one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. Rob, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, Dave, thank you for having me on the show.
And have fun at Gnome Dex.
Well, I plan on it. It's going to be fun. Senator Edwards is speaking there, so it'll be great to see him talking.
Okay, thank you very much again to Rob Walsh. Now, Rob, of course, is the host of Podcast 411. Check him out at Podcast 411. Merle Lafferty, his co-writer, has actually three podcasts, Geek, Foo, Action Grip, I Should Be Writing, and she's a contributor to the Wingin' It podcast. And I'll have links to all those, as well as the book. And it's in, if you're a subscriber to the School of Podcasting, it's in the book section. It's also labeled as an editor's pick, which I don't do very often, but I really do like the book. It made me think. And just to again, kind of piggyback, if you go to Amazon.com, you'll see where some people are saying, well, I've listened to his podcast and it's nothing new. That's 100% inaccurate. There's a ton of stuff in here that is not covered in his podcast. So I don't know who's writing that. It sure makes you think it's somebody from another book publisher, maybe. That would be my guess, because it can't be further from the truth. And even if it was, what an awesome book that would be. But it's not. There's a lot of really great stuff. So I realize we're running long, so I'm going to shut up. This is Dave Jackson. And again, if you'd like to contact me, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in, 888-563-3228. That's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a note out in the comments at our show archives. That's at schoolofpodcasting.net. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And until then, class dismissed.